listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
My word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of the Lord. Bless the name of Jesus. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're in the gospel writings of Matthew, and we are now going to start Matthew chapter 20. We see last week we finished Matthew chapter 19, and the word of God tells us that many who are first will be last, and the last first. So we are now going on to Matthew chapter 20, and we are going to go into the parable of the workers in the vineyard. So we are going to pray and begin. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for your love, your mercies, your grace. We thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for who you are. You are God and God alone, the Holy One, the Righteous One, the Great I Am. There is none like you, O God. We thank you for this privilege to come and call upon your name. Oh God, of ourselves, we know we can do nothing, so we come dependent upon you, Jesus. Father, we come, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we pray that you'll continue, Holy Spirit, to illuminate your word to us. Continue, oh God, Almighty Lord, to guide us into all truth, that we, oh God, will not stumble on this journey, but we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Your word tells us that faith comes by hearing and hearing by your word. So we pray this evening as your word comes forth, that faith will arise in the hearts of your people. Oh God, those who are already saved, oh God, will be strengthened in you. Those who are not yet saved will come to say a saving knowledge of who you are. So we thank you right now for who you are and what you're doing in this season. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your people. Thank you, O God and mighty Lord, for drawing weary souls to you. And we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' precious name we pray and we say amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. So we see Matthew chapter 20, reading from the New King James Version. Verse 1 said, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard." So we see, people of God, Jesus speaks a lot of parables. And as he was teaching, he would use a lot of parables. And these parables, as we know, are earthly stories with heavenly meaning. So he was telling stories that the people could relate to, but they have spiritual meanings attached to them. So we see, people of God, here Jesus said in verse 1, "The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard." So we see, people of God, the word tells us the landowner here refers to the Lord God Almighty. He is the landowner. He owns everything. And we see the vineyard is the world. He made everything. He made the universe. So he is the one that Jesus speaks of, God the Father. So we see, people of God, in verse 2, the word says, "Now when he had agreed with the laborers for a denarius, a day, he sent them into his vineyard." So he made an agreement with these laborers for a denarius, which was a payment for a day's wage. It's equal to about $50 in today's world. So we see, so that was their payment, a day's wage was a denarius. So we see, people of God, he made an agreement with the laborers for a denarius. That was an agreement that he made with them. So we see in verse 3, the word tells us, "And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace." So he hired some earlier for a denarius a day. Then he went out again and saw people standing by idle in the marketplace. And people of God, it is saying to us that the Lord does not want us to be idle. He wants us to occupy until he comes. So he doesn't want any idlers around. So we see what happened in verse 4. "And he said to them, you also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right, I will give you. So they went." So we see the landowner at about 9 a.m., that's the third hour, went out and saw many standing idle in the marketplace, and told them to go and work in his vineyard, and whatever is the right payment, he will give them. So they went. So we see, people of God, in this case, he did not offer a specific amount for the labor, but promised to be fair with them. So I'm going to give you what is right. So God, who is always just, people of God, will always do to us what is right. Doesn't matter what hour you start, he will always be just to his people. He will always be right. So he said, go in the vineyard and work. Don't be idle. And whatever is right, I will give unto you. So we see, people of God, God is God and he does as he pleases. So we cannot come to question him and question his ways, people of God. But we have to understand that he is God and he is a just God. He is righteous in all his ways. So whatever he does is right. Look at verse 5 of Matthew chapter 20, New King James Version. Again, he went about the sixth and ninth hour and did likewise. So he continued to hire, to recruit laborers for his vineyard. So the landowner did the same thing as at 12 midday, about the sixth hour, and the ninth hour, about 3 p.m. So we see, people of God, whatever time of the day it was, he was still hiring, still want people to come and work in his vineyard. So we see, people of God, the timing, God's timing is different from ours. So we have to understand that. It might seem like it's late, but it's early for him. So look at verse 6 of Matthew 20. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle, and said to them, why have you been standing here idle all day? So we see, people of God, about 5 p.m., the landowner again went out, almost the end of the day. So we see, people of God, their day ends at 6 p.m. So at 5 p.m. he went out, almost the end of the day, and found others standing idle. Found others still idle, people of God. And we can look now and see, it's almost the end of time. And there are so many who are still idle. There are so many who are still not occupying till Jesus comes. There are so many that are still caught up in other things. But the Lord is saying, come and work in his vineyard. Look at what the word said. This time, we see, at about 5, the landowner went out again, almost the end of the day, and found them standing idle. This time, he asked them, why are they standing idle all day? He asked them the question, why are you idle? Why are you standing idle all day? Look on their response in verse 7 of Matthew 20. They said to him, because no one hired us. He said to them, you also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right, you will receive. So we see their response to the landowner is that no one employed them. So we see the landowner hired them and promised them fair wages. You will get whatever is right, and whatever is right, you will receive. Even at this last hour, whatever is right, you will receive. He promised them fair wages. He did not specify the amount that they would get, but he promised them fair wages. So we see, people of God, our God, who is a just God, and whatever time you come into his kingdom, people of God, he will reward you just right. So he is always right. He's always fair in whatever he does. So look on verse 8 of Matthew 20. So when evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to his steward, call the laborers and give them their wages, beginning with the last to the first. So we see at the end of the work day, the evening come, the landowner called his manager and said, pay those workers, pay them, give them their wages, beginning with the last to the first. So start paying from those who came in last to the first. So we see, people of God, the landowner does as he wishes. He does as he pleases. He owns everything. He is in complete control. And even the steward, even the manager of the vineyard, had to obey what he said. So we see in verse 9 of Matthew 20, the word said, and when those came who were hired about the 11th hour, they each received a denarius. When those came who were hired about the 11th hour, those who were hired for about 1 hour work they did, they each received a denarius, a day's pay. Even though they came at that late moment, they still receive a day's wage. So we see, people of God, the same payment was given to all who came in the vineyard. And people of God, this is showing us that all those who have put their trust in Jesus Christ, eternal life is promised to all of us. So it's not about those who came in 40 years ago, or 20 years ago, or 10 years ago. Sometimes even on that sickbed, people of God, at the last moment, and that person cry out to Jesus Christ, save me, that person also will reap eternal life. So we see, people of God, we have to understand that even those who came in at the last hour before the day ends receive the same payment. So it does not matter how long you have been following Christ, or if you just receive him, when he comes, we will all receive the culmination of our salvation. We will all go to be with him forevermore. We will all live with him forever. So we have to understand, people of God, the depth of this parable. We have to understand that God, who is sovereign, does as he pleases. Look at Matthew 20, verse 10. But when the first came, they supposed that they would receive more. And they likewise received each a denarius. So those who came first, who were hired first, came and thought they would receive more than those who came last. But they received the same day's pay. So they received the same denarius. So look on verse 11, people of God, of Matthew 20. And when they had received it, they complained against the landowner. They complained against the landowner, people of God. Look on what they said in verse 12. Saying, these last men have worked only 1 hour, and you made them equal to us who have borne the burden and the heat of the day. And people of God, we have to look into this and look deep into this parable. The last men worked only 1 hour. They work only for a short time. And you made them equal. They were bitter, complaining against the landowner. You made them equal to us who have worked all day. We have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day. So we look, people of God, even into the Jews and the Gentiles, the Jewish people who have been laboring with the law and trying to live a life pleasing to God. And now the Gentiles come in, and people of God, they are made equal with the Jews. You made them equal to us. So we see, people of God, in Galatians 3:28. The word of God, there is neither Jew nor Greek. Greek there means Gentile. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. So it is showing us, people of God, that in Christ Jesus, we are all equal. In Christ Jesus, we are all one in Christ Jesus. One unit we are in Christ Jesus. We are all made equal. So it doesn't matter how long we have been saved. It doesn't matter how long, people of God, the person who just came to Christ, people of God, have the same privileges like those who have been saved for many years. So we see these people complaining against the landowner. You have made them equal to us who have borne the burden. And we see, people of God, where the Jewish people have borne the burden of the law. The law is burdensome. But Jesus said, come unto me, in Matthew 11:28-30. Come unto me, ye that have labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Take my doctrine. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. So, people of God, we see they were complaining. They had no rest. They were complaining against the landowner as if he was unfair. But the landowner could not be unfair. The landowner does as he pleases, does as he wishes. So look on verse 13 of Matthew 20. The word of God says, but he answered one of them and said, friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? So we see here the landowner. He said, friend, I am doing you no wrong. He called him friend. I'm doing you no wrong. I believe this word friend here, it's in a figurative sense. This person was no friend. This person was murmuring against the landowner. He said, did you not agree with me for a denarius? So we see, people of God, God is a just God. And he always deals fairly with everyone. Didn't you agree with me? I gave you what we agreed for. So we have to understand, people of God, what we agree for, that's what we're going to get. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? That was the agreement. So, giving others who came in late the same payment shouldn't be their concern. Their concern is that they have received their fair wages. They have received their fair wages. I'm doing you no wrong, the landowner said. I'm doing you no wrong. Which showed us God, represented here as the landowner, is a just God. And he always deals fairly with everyone. So we see, people of God, we have to be very careful that we don't murmur against God. We don't complain against him. For he is a just God. He is always fair. He is always good. So we have to understand that. Look at verse 14. The word said, take what is yours and go your way. I wish to give to this last man the same as you. So, people of God, as we said before, God does as he wishes. God does as he pleases. So we have to be very careful that we don't become complainers in the kingdom, thinking that God is showing more favor to some than others. So we have to be very careful in the kingdom, people of God. And let us understand that our God is a just God. He's always right. He's always good. He's always faithful and true. So you're going to get what you have bargained for. So we have to understand that whatever we bargain for, whatever we agree with him for. That's what we're going to get. So we see, people of God, God said, take what is yours, in verse 14, and go your way. I wish to give to this last man the same as you. God does as he wishes or as he pleases. Look at verse 15 of Matthew 20. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things? Or is your eyes evil because I am good? So the Lord was speaking here to these complainers who came in first and believed that they were more privileged than anyone else. So they should get more than what they even bargained for. So sometimes, people of God, we have to be very careful. The Lord said, isn't that lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things? So we see God is sovereign. He does as he pleases. He dispenses grace to whosoever he will. So he does as he pleases, as he wishes, as he will. So we can't be saying that that person is not qualified to get that favor from God. No. His grace is to whoever he wants to dispense his grace to. So let us humble ourselves and reverence him. Let us not become envious. The Lord said, or is your eyes evil? Let us not become envious and think that we deserve more of God's favor than others. Sometimes, people of God, we think too much of ourselves. We think we deserve more than others. We think that we are exempt from certain things. We think, and so it is, people of God, as we even look on the children of Israel, because of their covenant relationship with God, because of the covenant that God has made with faithful Abraham. Sometimes they believe that they deserve more than the Gentiles. They believe that they should get God's favor more than anyone else. They believe that they are so special to God that he should give to them what they think, you know, they deserve and others don't deserve. So we have to understand, people of God, we have to see ourselves as mere human beings. We have to see ourselves, people of God, who are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. We can't think too highly of ourselves, as Paul said, never think too highly of yourself. And people of God, we have to come to understand that we have to see ourselves in the right way. We are mere human beings and we are accountable to God. And whatever he promises us, that's what he will give us. And people of God, we have to understand that eternal life is only in Christ Jesus. So we have to put our trust in him and know that God is always faithful and he is always just and he does as he pleases. So it's for us to understand the God that we serve. So let us not become envious of others who seem to be getting some favors that we believe that we should be getting. But let us understand and know that God is God, and he does with what he owns as he wishes. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things? That's the question the Lord asks. So God, as we know, is sovereign, and he does what he pleases. So we have to be very careful, and we have to know who we are and see ourselves as mere human beings looking to God, who is supreme, who is above all. Look at verse 16 of Matthew 20. So the last will be first. The last will be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen. The last will be first, people of God, and the first last. Many are called, but few are chosen. So we see, people of God, the Gentiles who are referred to as the last, they came in last. Remember, people of God, they were engrafted in after they heard the good news of Jesus Christ. They purposed in their heart to put their faith in Jesus. So they were seen as those that were last. laws to become a part of the covenant of our God. So we see the Jewish people always see themselves as first. We were the first to be in covenant relationship with God. So the last, the Gentiles who are referred to as the last, will be first to place their trust in the Messiah Jesus. And the Jews who were called first will become last because they fail to put their trust in the Messiah Jesus. So we see, people of God, the call is universal, for many are called. The call is universal to all those who will hear the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ and repent. But few are handpicked. Few are selected. Few are chosen, people of God, the word tells us. So when we look in Romans 8:28-29, the word of God said, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to those who are the called out ones according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. So we see God has handpicked his people, selected them to be conformed to the image of his son. So we see, people of God, the call is universal to all, but there is some that are chosen. They are selected. They are handpicked. God does as he pleases. He is God. We cannot tell him what to do. So the word tells us, for whom he did foreknew, he did foreknew. He knew beforehand, he also predestined or preordained them to be what? Conformed, to fit into the image of his son, to fit into the image of Jesus Christ, that Christ might be the firstborn among many brethren. So we see, people of God, there are many that are called, but few are chosen to fit into that image. Few are chosen to conform to the image of Jesus Christ. So we see few are hand-selected, few are hand-picked, few are chosen to become, to be conformed to the image of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have to understand this truth, people of God, and know the last will be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen. So we see, people of God, the Jewish people who were first, they now will be last, because they did not put their trust in the Messiah King. So we have to come to understand, people of God, that we are all called to put our trust in Jesus. The new covenant has come, and we now must understand that we all must put our trust in Jesus Christ, our Savior. He died on the cross for all of humanity, and everyone, all of us are called, both Jews and Gentiles, to put our faith in Jesus Christ. The Word of God tells us, people of God, that there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. We have become one in the Messiah Christ. So we bless God for what he has done for us. We thank him for our Lord Jesus Christ, who came and paid the price for us. And today we can all have life and have it more abundantly. God bless you all, and thank you all for listening. And as we come to the end of our session this evening, I pray that you will grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for your word to us. We pray that these words will be received in our hearts, and it will transform us so that we can be conformed to the image of our Lord Jesus Christ. To thank you for blessing us and keeping us, and may your hands continue to rest upon us as we continue to look to you. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful rest of the weekend. Amen. Amen. In the
thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word, Thy Word is a Lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477.